one of the big nights that I had here was my parents coming to see me do my show, because I had never, for whatever reason, I was very embarrassed around my parents to show them this part of my personality. So when I started doing this, it was, you know, a little strange to them. You know, when I told them I think I want to be a comedian, and they went, okay. You know, you've never done anything funny. And so I brought them here, and they sat right there. And I was so nervous that night because I was showing them this whole side of myself. It was like my little gay closet moment, you know, where I had to say, Mom, Dad, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm a funny person. And I don't want to be ashamed of it anymore. And I want to lead a funny lifestyle now. I want to be with other funny people. I want to have breakfast at 2 p.m. And I was out. And the other thing was meeting girls in the bar out there. That was a new thing, too. Because comedians sometimes have a little difficulty in normal social situations. I can do this for some reason. And always felt comfortable doing what I'm doing right now. It's like, I could talk to all of you, but I can't talk to any of you. I don't really understand that, but I've talked to a lot of other comedians that had the similar thing. So when you coming here and then you're doing a show, and then you go sit in the bar and girls would come and they would talk to you. And that was like unbelievable. So that's why we never went anyplace else. Why would you not go where someone might be able to see you do the one thing that you can do that's kind of cool? So I started having relationships with women, observing them up close. Especially their bathrooms are fascinating little wonderlands. I noticed that women need a large and constant supply of cotton balls, and men don't need any. I've never had a cotton ball in my entire life. I've never bought one, owned one, needed one. I've never been in a situation where I thought to myself, I could use a cotton ball right now. I could certainly get out of this mess. Women need them. And they don't need one or two. They need thousands of them every single day. They buy beanbag chairs filled with cotton balls. 2 days later, they're all out. They need more. They're on their way back to the store. The only time I ever see them is two or three in the bottom of the little wastebasket. Look like they've been through some horrible experience. Tortured, interrogated. I don't know what you did to them. Once a woman left 3 cotton balls over my house. Took me a year to use them up. Put one on the kitchen floor. Thought maybe the cockroaches would think it's a tumbleweed. Go, this is a dead town. Let's move on. Or I go to the doctor before he gives you the shot, puts the alcohol on your arm with the cotton ball. I bring one of mine. He goes for his. I go, maybe you could use this one. Sometimes he'd use it, take a penny off on my bill. Gives me the prescription. I take that home, open up the bottle. There's another cotton ball in there. The cotton ball syndicate was always one step ahead.
Watch Jerry Seinfeld, Before Seinfeld, on Netflix.